Dimes, the deal is done. It's been kind of rumoured and talked about for a while. How pleased are you to get it over the line and be able to announce it today?
Yeah, we're happy it's come off. We obviously always on the lookout for people like Denny. He come available, and we've done everything in our powers to make it happen, and it, finally we've got it over the line.
It's obviously been talked about. He's been training. He's got a background in rugby union. How much of that was kind of a factor in signing him, that he has a base knowledge?
Well, big factor. There's very few who make the transition from one to the other, and we went out and convinced Josh that it was a good move for him, and he's settling in really well. And Denny Solomon had come available late summer, so we went down the avenues that we went down, and we finally got it over the line.
With obviously the legal implications, Casford said they're going to take Denny to a tribunal, to court, whatever's going to happen. Are you kind of worried that that's going to maybe drag on a bit in terms of him trying to settle into the club?
No, I think it's in the hands of his representative, if I'm perfectly honest. And I think both sets of lawyers are talking, and I'm pretty sure that an outcome will come.
Do you hope an outcome will come without going to court? Do you hope something will come?
Again, to be honest, I'm a rugby person, so that's irrelevant to me and to Denny at this moment in time. I think the powers that be will meet round a table, no doubt, and get it sorted out.
Are you worried maybe for the image of Sale and kind of Denny as a whole because of how this has all been dragged out over a month or two?
No, I don't think we've done anything wrong at all, perfectly honest. The players have agents, and agents put players up on the marketplace, and there's not. Let's have the misconception right here. There's three other clubs looking at Denny Solomon. When players like him come up, then there's two other rugby union clubs that I know of who were in the market to sign him.
Given how he's been training with you for a little while, how soon do you expect he'll be able to pull the shirt on for the first time?
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
I think he. You know, I was fortunate to be involved when Jason Robinson first came over a long time ago now, with Henry Paul, and there's certain players who make the transition pretty well, and the positions are the most equal in both sports, really, the wings and back three. So I think with Josh, I've put Josh in. That our team aren't playing particularly well at the minute, as you know, but I threw Josh in, and he's pretty much our most consistent player at the minute. And I think Denny needs some game time to get that. So, you know, there's no point trying to play him in 18 games, and you can only do so much at training. So I think it's exposure is what he needs, really.
Are you surprised it's got to the legal stage? Because, I mean, you presumably made an offer to Castleford.
Well,
was that not accepted?
I think, in all honesty, the situation's been blown out of proportion. I think these things, it happens in sport every week where players move around, and it's just, you know, behaving professional and getting it done. And I think we're at a point now where we're a bit of an impasse, and I'm sure before too long that'll be ironed out.
Do you think it's been a fair reflection of how this story has been, the complete ins and outs of it? Because there's been a lot of coverage on it, obviously.
Yeah, and we must understand that there's not too many people know exactly what's going on behind the scenes, and there are two sides to all stories, and new people in the media know that more than anybody. I can say from day one that Sale have acted in the best interests of Sale and done everything legitimately by the book, and I'm sure when people do sit down round a table and they end up shaking hands and agreeing on what needs to be agreed, then that'll all come out in the wash.
Do you understand it from Castleford's perspective? They obviously do. He's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah, I do understand their perspective, yeah. But again, they're a fantastic old club like Sale are, you know, and when I had three players leave me in the summer, Danny Cipriani goes to Wasps, Tommy Taylor goes to Wasps, and my best forward goes to France. And that's the way it is. What can you do about it? You know, you just got to look for the next person coming through your academy or the next kid coming up, next kid on the block, and you do what Cass have done a good job with this lad and made him into a good player.
Do you think his agent been under investigation by the RFL? I know you won't know the incident.
We can't ask Denny for obvious reasons, but do you get the impression that he wanted to try rugby union?
Well, yeah, I mean, and that was his desire. Yeah. His desire was to get playing rugby union. He was going to, if it wasn't at a club in England, he was going to go back to Auckland in the super franchises where, you know, he came from.
Did he explain why he sort of fallen out of?
No, not really. He just said he wanted to play the game that he grew up with, and his desire was to play Union. And again, once you get that soundbite, then you know you're keen. It you know, anybody will know that. Contrary to popular belief, we don't spend the money that the other rugby unions clubs spend. We work on tight budgets here, and we produce a lot of good players through our academy. So we've never wanted to go down the route of getting into any legal battles. We just wanted the deal done, and as I say, I'm sure the powers that be are getting on with that behind closed doors as we speak.
You mentioned, Steve, that if a player came to you and said he wanted to ply his trade elsewhere, you would let him go. With the fact that you offered money to Castleford Fodd, any of you been a little bit surprised that they've sort of dug their heels in a little bit and sort of not conceded defeat on this, so to speak?
Well, again, in Cass's opinion, he's their star player, or one of their star players. You know, they've got some very good players, and I think the mindset was them like I've been heartbroken when players have left here, and you know, because what you're trying to build, and it affects the club massively, like any club. So again, I can understand their initial responses, but I think further down the line it'll get sorted out.
It's been documented that Denny signed a new contract with Cass 12 months ago. Not just from a rugby league or rugby union perspective, from a sport perspective, is there a problem with contracts, you feel? Because obviously he committed himself to the club long term, and then within 6 months, if it was late summer, then he's obviously decided
well,
he doesn't want to do it.
Again, I'm a builder and a rugby coach. You know, whatever the morality of contracts are, is anybody's got a different opinion. My opinion is this: in professional sport, I've been involved for 20 years. If a player comes available, then you go for him. Mm-hmm. If you've got the resource to do that, and if you think he will fit into your squad, you know, and that's what happened. So, again, I can't really say anything about the contract side of it because I don't understand it fully. However, I do understand that the owners of the club will be very similar to the owner of Castleford. And when the right people meet and get together, I think it will be sorted out.
Do you think the RFU and the RFL need to sort of come together and provide some sort of clarity on this?
Well, if that was the case, they'd have to come together with basketball, wouldn't they? Or swimming. The sports are similar because they played on a green field with a similar shaped ball. There's no comparison. So there's no... You know, you can't do that with every sport. It'd be madness.
In terms of his actual potential in rugby union, how good a player do you feel he can be in the international stage, maybe?
Well, that's a long way off. You know, it's a long way off. It's there's lads who've done fantastically well, and it's generally the top players who come across do well, but there's also a lot of people who don't, who just become good players. For one reason or another. You know, the games are so different. You know, rugby league, as we know, it looks quicker, it's a little bit more on the front foot, probably less tactical than rugby union, as in the way it's played. And positionally, you know, people can fit into more positions in rugby league, one would suggest, than they could do in rugby union. So there are certain positions that you can only play in rugby union. And he's got gas, obviously. He's a good finisher. And he's good under the eyeball, so he's got them three attributes. He just needs to fit into a good team.
Where do you envisage him actually playing?
Outside centre, wing.
Are you heartened by the potential of Denny, given how Josh has come in and he's a sort of rugby league thoroughbred and he's taken to it like a duck to water, really?
Yeah, and I think, to be fair, you know, you look at it down here, you look at our lads who are training out there, and it's not an environment any different to a rugby league club, really. It's an hard-working environment. Lads have a go. If they're not good enough, they get moved on. If they are good enough, as we've got five young lads who push through trying to play for England, they get an opportunity, and that's how we run it. So again, what I've never wanted for this event to happen is get dragged into the mud of the rugby union versus rugby league battle. It's not. It's a player who's a good player who'd come available, and we've gone, right, he'll fit into what we're trying to do over the next 5 years. That's exactly how it's been. And the legal ramifications, I'm pretty sure will sort themselves out. What you've got to do is you've got to give them time. So these lads are, you know, have agreed to come on 3 and 4 year deals because they're not here for the first 3-4 weeks while we're in the position we're in. They've come for the next 3-4 years, the vision we're building. We've got 107 rugby clubs based in Lancashire and Cheshire who support us. And we've got an academy with 680 kids in it at the moment, and only 15 get a professional contract. So over the next 5 years, I want 80%, 75-80% of the team born from the Northwest. I'm sick to death of what's happened to Cass, has happened to me. People leaving me, people leaving me. And I need to put a stop on that.